This is a Mikiyas recording for Seches Megillah Daf Yud Beis. So we're right at the top of Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, and we're still talking about the Cheshbon of when the 7 years of Golus Bavel were supposed to end. So now we have Amar Rava, second line. Af Daniel Ta Bahai Chushbana. Even Daniel made a mistake in his calculation. Dechsiv Bishana Bishnas Achas Lemolcho. Ani Daniel binosi bisvarim. So he says, in the first year of his malchus, I Daniel concentrated on the svarim, right? So binosi is a lashon of understanding and cheshbening. So it's midakamar binosi mechlal deta. So when he said binosi, it means that he went back to try to figure out what mistake he actually made. So mikol makum. So nevertheless, based on all of these things, that it's very nice that Achashverosh made a mistake, and Belshazzar made a mistake, and even the great Daniel made a mistake. But okay, so mikol makom kashu kroy adadi. We still have psukim that contradict each other. Ksiv malos labavel, ksiv lacharves Yerushalayim. On one hand, it says 7 years after the rise of Babel, and it also says 7 years after the destruction of Yerushalayim, which was afterwards, way afterwards. So Amar Rava, says lepkida ba'alma. Right, so he says this. The first way was saying was just for mentioning it. Right, so by Koresh he said Hashem gave me over all of the kingdoms in the world. And he appointed me to build a house in Yerushalayim. Meaning, the 70 years of Bavel were over when Koresh decided to make the announcement that we're going to be allowed to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the end of that 70 years. But it's not that the Beis HaMikdash was actually going to be rebuilt at that time. It was going to be 70 years after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is when the Beis HaMikdash was actually rebuilt. Darash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda. Now Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda comes to make the following drasha. My desiv komar Hashem limshicho leKoresh asher his chazakti. So he says, what does it mean when it says, so says Hashem to his chosen one, to Koresh, that I strengthened him, or that I strengthened him with his right hand. Koresh Mashiach, what? Koresh is the Melech HaMashiach, he's the chosen one of Hashem. Elo Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMashiach. Right, Hashem said to the real Melech HaMashiach, Kovel Ani Lecha Al Koresh. Right, I have a complaint against Koresh from you, meaning Ani Amarti Hu Yivna Besi Vikabitz Kuliosi. I said about the Melech HaMashiach, Navi Yishayo says, Melech HaMashiach is going to build my house and he's going to gather all the people in Golus. Hu Amar, and Korah said, Mi Bachem Mikol Amo Veyal, who is among you, let him go. Meaning he gave Rishus to everybody to go to Yerushalayim, but he didn't actually do anything to gather the people together. There's still what to complain about. There's still a reason to criticize it. Okay, moving forward. Now we have back into the pasuk. So it says when it describes the kingdom of Yerushalayim, the kingdom of Achashverosh, Chel Parasum Adai Hafar Temim. Uksiv, right, so first it says he did it for the soldiers of Parasum Adai and the Partimim, the noblemen or whatever, Uksiv. And it also says, L'malchei Madai Paras, for the kings of Paras and Madai. So who was this for? So Amar Rava, Asnuye Asnu Bahadadi. They made a Tanai, a condition one with the other. Iminan Malchi Minayu Ifrachai. So it says, if the king comes from us, so then the nobles will come from you. Viminayhu Malchi Minan Ifrachai. And if the king comes from us, then we'll make you guys into the governors, into the heads of the states. So basically what they're saying is that they had a deal that they would scratch each other's backs politically. Then continuing on to in the pasuk, Baharo Soes Osher Kavod Malchus. So Achashverosh wanted to show off the wealth and the glory of his Malchus. Amar Rav Yosi Rav Chanina Malamed Shelavash Big Day Kehuna. So this pasuk is referring to the fact that Achashverosh wore the Big Day Kehuna at the party. So that's the lashon that says in the Megillah. Uksiv Hasam lichavod ulisifaris. Right? It says by the big day kahuna that they're worn lichavod and for tiferis and tifaris in the way it's placed in the pasuk. So fine. Uvimlos hayamim ha'ile, and then when they finish these days. So what does it mean they finish these days? Rabbi Shmuel Amar, one of them said Melech Pikeachaya that Achashverosh was very smart. And the other one said, no, he was a fool. So he says, the one who holds that he was a smart king, so this was a smart strategy. First, he had the party for all of the faraway countries. And then, after that whole thing was done, he made a special party, dafka, for those people in Shushan. Because why? You have to be nice to the people who are far away first, because the people who are near you, they live in your city. Anytime you want to appease them, you can appease them. My Dhamma Tipe Shaya, and the Man Dhamma says that he was a fool. He should have first dealt with the people who are close to him. Because if the far away people would rebel against him, the people near him would have stood up for him. So either way, you can learn it as a good strategy, you can learn it as not such a good strategy. Shalu Talmidav es Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So now the fame of this, everybody gives a drasha about Purim, quotes this Gemara. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai the following question. Why were the, it says it in the euphemistic way, the enemies of the Jews in that generation, Chai of Nisa, why were they chai to be destroyed? I mean, he really means, what did the Jews deserve to be destroyed? Amar lahem. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was a good rabbi. He said, Imru, alright, so he says, Atem, right, so, I'm sorry, Amar lahem, he said to them, Imru Atem, you guys say the answer, meaning you know the Megillas Esther, why don't you tell me why they were chai to be destroyed? So Amar lahem, they said back to him, because they benefited from the wicked one's feast, meaning Achashverosh's feast, they went to the party and they benefited. So wait a second, Im Kane, if that were true, Shebishushan Yeharga Bishakol Olam Kulo Al Yeharga. So okay, so the ones who actually went to the party, the local ones in Shushan and the ones who went should be killed, but why was the rest of the Jewish people chayev to be killed? So Amrulo, Emorato, okay, Rebbe, you got us. You say the answer. Amrulahem, Mipnei Sheishtachbul Itzelim, because they bowed down to the image, meaning there was a graven image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And all the Jews bowed to it, and therefore they were chayav misa for that, and it was delayed for a long time, and now it was being kept, it was being fulfilled. V'chi masu panim yesh v'davar. He says, wait a second. So if they really bowed down to Avodah Zarah, so why is there such favoritism over here? Why are they being forgiven and they saved on Purim? Amar lahem, heim lo asu ela lifnim. So the answer is because yes, they did it, but they only did it on the outside. They didn't really lepanim, not lefanim. Lefanim means inside, but they did it lepanim. They did it on the outside. They didn't really mean it when they bowed down to the tzel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu asa imam el lepanim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the same thing. He pretended he was going to destroy them, but he never actually did. Einu dechsev ki lo ana malchuso, that the ina malchus amal milibo. Right? Sorry. So he was not afflicted. He was not in pain from his heart. So that's meaning he didn't really ever mean it. He just did it on the outside. Okay. Bachatzar ginas bison hamelech. So now they're talking about, we made it all the way to Pasuk Hey. So now it was in the court of the garden of the king's palace. Rabbi Shmuel had another machlokes about this. Chadamar. One said, haroi lechatzar. Those were worthy, meaning those who should have been brought into the chatzar, they were roi for that. That's where they were brought. Haroi legina, those who were worthy of being in the garden were brought to the garden. Haroi lebison, those who were worthy of being in the palace were brought to the palace. Meaning each person, depending on their station in life, was brought to the appropriate place. V'chadamar, and the other one said, hoshiman b'chatzar v'lo hechzikasa. Right, first they put them into the chatzar and there were so many people who couldn't hold them. Begina v'lo hechzikasa. And they moved the overflow into the gina and it wasn't enough. Right, so then they had to bring the overflow into the palace, and then there was enough room for everybody. I mean, this wasn't necessarily planned out so well, but that's the way it ended up working out because so many people came to this party. But Masnisa Tana, and we have in the following brisa that it was taught, Hoshivan b'chatzer u'pasach lahem shnei psachim. He put them in the chatzer, and then he gave them two doors that they could possibly go through. Echa begina v'echa lebison. One was leading to the garden, and one was leading to the palace. Okay, continuing the Pasuk Vav, Chur Karpasus Chelas, right? There was Pur, which is white, fancy stuff, Karpas Tcheles, right? There was white, cotton and blue, you know, fancy stuff. So my Chur, what is Chur? Rav Amar Chari Chari. Where's this name come from? So it means it was, it was woven textures. Shmuel says, Milas Levana Hotzi Elohem. He brought out, carpets of white. So karpas, what's karpas? I'm Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, karim shel pasim, right? It refers to these blankets or cushions of velvet, right? Like fancy cushions that everybody sat on. Aglile kesef v'amude sheish mitos zahav v'chesef. So the pasuk continues that they were on silver rods and pillars of marble and couches were made of gold and silver. Tanya v'yudom haroy l'kesef v'kesef haroy l'zav. However, those who were set based on their station, if you were worthy of a silver one, you got a silver one, a gold one, you got a gold one. Amrullah Rab Nechemia, I'm Cain, Atamatil Kina Besuda, that's going to cause everybody to be jealous of one another at this party. Like, it's basically announcing who's Kleshev and who's not. So, Elohim Shel Kesef, Viraglan Shel Zav. It means the same ones, it's just different parts of them. The actual couches were made out of silver. The frame was silver, and the legs of the couch were Zahav. Bahat Vashesh, the Pasuk says over there, Bahat Vashesh, Amar Rav Asi, Avanim, Shemishchotetos al Ba'alein. Right, so stones that are very hard to get. They're very fancy stones. That's how Rashi explains it. And that's what it refers to. V'chein hu omer, Abne Nezer, Misnosisos al Admaso. Right, when they talk about the Abne Nezer, so they say the stones that they go into a crown, they're Misnosisos on the land, meaning they rule over the land. They have to really work hard to get them. So back in the pasuk, Vidar v'Socharis, and the last thing that they had this other fancy marble things. So Rav Amar Dari Dari. Mar says, what does it mean? Dar. So it means rows and rows of it. Shmuel Amar Evan Tova Yesh Bekrache Hayam Vidar Hashma. No, it's actually the name of a particular precious stone, and that's what they had over there. Hoshiva be'emsa sudas, and he put this precious stone in the middle of all the guests. And me'iralem kitzaharayim, and it was like they refracted the light in such a way that it lit up the whole palace like it was the middle of the day. The Bei Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yishmael, Bei Rabbi Yishmael Tana. So they learned in Yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael, Shekara dror l'chol ba'alei schora. Right, he basically gave freedom. He said no more taxes to all of the businessmen in the place. Fine. And then, now back to the Megillah. Vashkos v'kleizav v'kelim v'kelim shonim. So they were able to drink out of golden cups and also various types of kelim. So mishunim v'boile. Why did you say kelim shonim? We should have said kelim mishunim, which means like really unusually special types of kelim. So amar rava, yatzta baskol v'amar lahem, mishonim kolim v'pnei kelim. V'atem shonim v'hem. Right? So he says, no, originally the Belshazzar was killed because he gave from the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, and now you're being shona, you're repeating the same mistake. So that's what it meant, kelim shonim. It's basically saying that he used the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash for a second time, and this was going to lead to his eventual downfall. Yein machus rav, right, and royal wine, lots of royal wine. Amar rav nilamet shekol echad ve'echad ishkeo yayin shegadol himen avishan. So they gave everybody wine that was older than he was. Vashtia kados, right, and it says that the shtia was like according to the rules. According to das means religion. It was like what does it mean? Ma kados. What does it mean? It was follow the rules. Amar Rav Chanan mishum Rabbi Meir kados shel Torah. Right, so he said followed the religion of the Torah, followed the laws of the Torah. Ma das shel Torah achila meruba mishtia. The Torah rule is you should eat more than you drink. Afsu das or shel osa rosh achila meruba mishtia. So too at Achashverosh's party. Of that there was more food than drink. Ein, and then pasuk continues. Vashtiya kadas ein ones. This was not. Nobody was forced. There was no ones. Amar Rav Elazar milamit shekolecha bechad hishku miyayin medinaso. They gave everybody the wine that comes from their state, their locale. So they were used to it. They enjoyed it much more. Lasos kirtzon ish va'ish. And then it says in pasuk ches that they wanted to do the ratzon of every single person. Amar Rava lasos kirtzon Mordechai v'Haman. So who is this Ishva Ish? So the Pashup Shah in the Pasuk is it refers to doing the will of every single person as far as what they wanted. But here, Rava says it's talking about two specific people, the hero and the villain of the story. It means to do the das of Mordechai and the das of Haman. Rashi explains that they were actually serving the wine. They were both royal advisors. They were the butlers at this particular party. Mordechai Dechsev Ish Yehudi, right? He's called Ish in the Megillah Ish Yehudi. Haman Ish Tzar Ve'Oyev, right? Fine. So they, each one is referred to as Ish in the thing. So Dash Ish Ve'Ish refers to Mordechai and Haman. Okay. Then the pasuk continues. Pasuk Tes Gam Vashti Amalkah Asisam Mishten Hashim Beis Hamalchus. Right. So Vashti also made a party for women in the house of her, in her palace, Beis Hanashim Eboile. Why does it say Beis Hamalchus? Should have said Beis Hanashim. So Amar Rava, Shneim Ledvar Avera Niskadnu. He says, no, because they both had the exact same Avera intentions. Hainu de Amri Inshe, that's what it means when people say, Ihu Bekari, V'itse, one second, just turning to Amit Beis, Itse Mabutsine. Right, so he sins with large pumpkins, and she sins with small gourds, small pumpkins. Right, so basically, both Vashti and Achashverosh were even they were intending to get the people to engage in all kinds of negative and priestistic behavior.